Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Madison. Thank you so much for tuning in to a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment show today. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to be a rap superhero. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Pump fists in the air after getting tickets to Rap Superheroes Tour to get loud with your favorite rap artist. Hip-hop fans who are looking to see some of their favorite artists performing on a live stage are in luck, as tickets for the Rap Superheroes Tour are guaranteed to give you a concert experience worth remembering. The Rap Superheroes Tour has featured many hit artists like the Diplomats and the Lox in the past. Fans can find Rap Superheroes Tour tickets cheap for this event, starting from $0 for general admission seats or seats at the rear of the venue. Secure your opportunity to see the Rap Superheroes live in concert by ordering your tickets to the Rap Superheroes Tour today from TicketSmarter. Tickets for upcoming dates on the Rap Superheroes Tour are on average priced at $0 per ticket, while the highest priced tickets are priced at $0. You can expect performances at well-known venues such as Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, as well as at big hip-hop music events such as South by Southwest and Rolling Loud Festival Miami at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. No list of Marvel-loving hip-hop stars would be complete without MF Doom, a London-born rapper that sports a metal mask resembling Fantastic Four supervillain Dr. Doom. The most intriguing artist on this list may be Daniel Dumoulin, a British rapper going by the name of Metal Face Doom. Inspired by Marvel's Victor Von Doom, Daniel Dumoulin dons a Dr. Doom-style mask on stage when performing his signature lyrics. Using his supervillain identity, Marvel's Victor Von Doom would not have liked to be parodied, although he may have nonetheless appreciated the depiction of MF Doom better than he did in the last Fantastic Four film. In addition to a music and visual aesthetic heavily inspired by the comics, MF Doom will be using the trope to critique society. He is not speaking his name, he is speaking in his mask supervillain. As part of his ongoing push to return real aggressive content to rap, he uses superheroes as metaphors to showcase just how skilled he is with drugs. Beyond visuals, Eminem uses his superhero imagery to ultimately establish himself as hip-hop's Superman. In November, Eminem was adorned with his very own Spider-Man comic cover, celebrating the 20th anniversary of his movie, 8 Mile. Well, of course, you did not read the comic, Eminem, Punisher No. 1, which was a one-shot that pitted Slim Shady against Marvel's cruelest, craziest antihero. Last Emperor's Secret Wars Part 1 and Secret Wars 2 took a classic Marvel Comics concept and turned it upside down. They embrace the comics philosophy itself, fleshing out the supervillains, adding visual and musical identities. Becoming did not prevent rap stars throughout the years from name-dropping comic characters in their verses. Aside from boasting and braggadocio, a common thread amongst many of the MCs is a love for comic books and superheroes. A plethora of rap legends were also enthralled with Marvel Comics, naming countless heroes in a similarly endless array of songs. Just the opposite, actually, rap and comics have had a long, and wonderfully deep, relationship, since Big Bang Hank was singing about courting a young journalist named Lois Lane in Rapper's Delight. As the hip-hop and comics industries both have grown in stature, so has the rap-Marvel bond. Long before the powerhouse MCs of hip-hop took to the streets and traded rhyming verses in destructive rap battles, the Earth's mightiest heroes were trading punches with supervillains on the pages of Marvel Comics. While crossovers of this nature revealed who Marvel's strongest heroes were, Last Emperor went one step further and imagined what might have happened had those superheroes taken on hip-hop's mightiest MCs. Instead of heroes versus villains, Last Emperor put rappers against superheroes in a lyrical battle royale. Hip-hop evolved in another direction, shedding hip-hop's superhero image in favor of a slow shift toward a supervillain, or just plain ordinary, image. The purpose here is not to create an exhaustive list of superheroes or supervillains in hip-hop, but rather, understand how rappers introduced and used the comic universe into their art, and specifically, to what ends. Some rappers will still take inspiration from the comic book universe, but not as the superheroes themselves, but via an alter ego, a superhero or a supervillain, whether it is for social messaging or just personal identity. Some other rappers will create alter egos as superheroes, but using them in much more ambiguous ways, not taking on directly the visual identity of a comic. Hip-hop artists and superheroes both have a compelling origin story, respond with a variety of pseudonyms, and, above all, possess specific abilities that set them apart from the average person. While it is not clear whether any superstar rappers saw their own, it is not the first time hip-hop and the Marvel Universe have crossed paths. Jean Grey, Big Pun, David Banner, and MF Doom all took Jean Grey's name from the comics, with Jean Grey, Frank Castle, Incredible Hulk, and Dr. Doom, respectively, lending their names to the cause. Here's a list of 10 of the best lyrics featuring the superhero, and as much as I tried, Vanilla Ice's ninja rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 just did not make the cut. It seems like the eternal stereotype of comics fans being the acne-faced, nerdy kid at the back of class might be in the past, as we count down the 15 best hip-hop artists who have superhero alter egos.
Thank you all for joining us again on Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.